I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. Credibility. Also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. And lots been happening this week. We're starting to gear up for school. It's time to register for your kids for school, probably. That's how it is in our school district. We're in the process right now of lining up the classes, figuring it all out.
What did they say? And you guys are in, what are you guys in, Canyons?
Canyons, yeah.
And are they going, what are they doing?
Canyon is doing, you're in or you're out. So
and you better decide tomorrow, otherwise.
I confess, I don't have the nitty-gritty details right at the front of my mind.
Yeah, because you're a loving
parent. Remembering.
You know why? Because you're a super on top of it parent. But go ahead.
Well,
why don't you go ahead and give us your stern opinion about other people's school districts, but not know what's going on in your kids' lives, Millard?
It's called laissez-faire parenting, Alex. And it's a purpose.
It's called laissez compétent. All right?
I think what it is if you start at school, you can transfer to online, but if you start online, they won't let you transfer to the school. It's something like that.
If you start at the school, if you show up the first day of school, you'll be held hostage there until 2024.
That's right.
But if you start online, they get to see what you're looking at online for the rest of your life.
They get to turn on the camera at your house.
those are the things. So here's what.
Let's see what the Millard family's doing. Not homework.
Hey,
I
Mr.
See.
Jones here, Ethan. I noticed that you are still wearing your pajama pants. is there something you wanted to confess to us there?
You're like, your son still hasn't turned in that math worksheet.
Where's this coming from? Over your home speakers. I've taken over Alexa.
Alexa, yeah. if you were looking for something to do other than watch TV, you could,
I don't know, maybe dip in on your kid's
Skyward
education.
And see why your kid's not going to college.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the deal is we had a text from somebody who says, look, they're going to be meeting with a bunch of, they didn't say disgruntled parents, but it says some not happy folks who are meeting up in Layton this evening at 8:15 apparently at the.
They're not disgruntled?
I think that they're gruntled. So they're actually doing pretty well. Things are going well. Big Good. Group of parents meeting at Legacy Junior High in West Layton. At 8:15, voicing against the Davis School District's back to. I'm assuming they're just doing that so they can be. They'll be done with the Nightside Project, then they can have their meeting. They'll kind of just like see what kind of our direction is. But it's interesting because the Davis School District went from we're going 5 days a week.
Yeah.
To if your last name is A through K, then you're going to be going Monday and Wednesday. And if it's L through whatever the last letter is of the alphabet, then you're going to be Tuesday and Thursday. And then Friday is going to be an online learning situation. So
that,
my kids are going. So
for everybody, did
Friday,
I say that?
Friday though, Ethan, that's a 4 day weekend. Because my thing is Thursday is not my kids' day either. So I'm a Monday Wednesday guy. I've already got like 6 or 7 trips to St. George in the works for the fall. No, but honestly, here's the thing though. We've gone from 5 days a week knowing where my kids are going to be. To now, I have 4 kids that are in elementary school, kindergarten through 6th grade this year. And we're going to be 2 days a week at school. I don't know how I'm going to handle myself. And now here's the thing is I don't want to make a decision about how the schooling is going to work just based off of my discomfort of having all my kids home, during the school day. The thing is this. I go to work every day. my wife also works from home part-time. And the good news is she gets to work from home. But the bad news is she has to get work done from home. With every kid home, I mean, we've been doing this since March. And you can say, oh, it's been, then you're used to it. The reality was is March through the end of the school year was hard. This summer has been hard. We have not, we've had our kids home every day. And I have to keep coming into the office. I mean, since March 17th, that was the day, right? And then the 18th is when Chad Daybell's earthquake hit, and then we all really didn't know what was going on.
So, all, yeah.
No, I just, I'm wondering, I know people are, I want to know if there's a parent up there in Davis County, I want to know what their, I want to know what their complaint is. Is it just the discomfort of trying to figure it out? We're going to talk a little bit later about how difficult childcare has become during all this as well, because asking somebody to come watch your kids is a difficult thing to do anyway. So I don't know how it's going to work from planning on a 5 day a week, everybody with masks on, to now a 2 day a week situation to have my kids home 3 days of, or three out of the five school days a week.
Yeah. In other education news, Alex.
Oh, okay. Utah... Move right past my issues. Fine.
No,
that's
no,
fine.
No. I'm adding to it. Oh, okay. I said yes and
yes and
yes mm-hmm. and. I learned that from you. You got to do yes and.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes and. The UEA's come out this week. Utah Education Association, which is a teachers union.
Teachers
here.
Union. Yeah.
And they're asking the state to delay the return of schools for a period of time. Just delay it.
Yeah, Salt Lake School District, I think Ogden, are officially moved back to, I think, September 8th. So they're talking about starting the week after Labor Day weekend. So even a week after Labor Day weekend. So how long do we delay it, though?
Well, they didn't indicate. They just said that right now, the decision to, their assertion is the decision to go back to school was not really rooted in a concern for public health, and that should be a factor. Everyone should pause, basically. So they didn't say this is when we should go back. They should say this is what we should do to make sure that that going back to school full time is the right thing to do.
Listen.
No
to
one's going
to
listen to them. Though. Listen. I mean, to this. I think that listen much. I think that much is clear.
Well, because here's the thing: is that my kids are going to go back to school, and they're going to do the 2 day a week thing. Are they going to get? I can just tell you right now, they're not going to get nearly the type of education that they were going to be getting if they were going to school 5 days a week. And that's a hard thing. I know that they won't get the attention that they deserve. I know that they won't be getting the – and that's a nod to teachers. Great job. Teachers Union, you can feel good about how great you guys are, except for it's – except for the
– Except.
No. Well, think about it. Ethan, how – we were so – set on 180 days, right? Or 182 days or 178 days, whatever the exact number is, you know? And we're like, those kids aren't there. They used to, you remember they used to add a day, right? If you took a snow day, they're like, oh, sorry, you're coming back June 1st. And now we're going like this. I don't know, 45 minutes on the computer should be good. And then they're yours the rest of the day. I don't know. You got to figure it out. And I'm like, that's going to drive me nuts because I will leave when my kids will have been at home already for like 7 or 8 hours. You know what I mean? I'm basically pulling the pin on a grenade from my wife and going, see ya, and walking away and going to the office.
Can I, so I'm going to say this because I don't really have the time or inclination to do this, but I've got an entrepreneurial opportunity for someone that I think ought to be explored. Okay.
Do they just need to pay you some royalties for whenever they roll this thing out?
No. Okay. You have it free and clear.
Have it for free. Okay.
Free and clear, because I think this would be, I think it's worth exploring. I don't know if this will necessarily work, but it's worth exploring. In these districts where there is an online school option and parents are struggling with what to do, they feel like they want to do online, but they don't know how that's going to work. This is what you do. All right. You get a storefront in some strip mall, right, in the neighborhood. Okay. Fill it with some cubicles that are properly distanced.
Okay.
Get a good, strong internet connection. And that is a place where parents can bring their kids, you know, of a certain age, drop them there. No instruction is done. The kids just do their online work. You don't pretend to provide a teacher. All you do is provide someone to just make sure that everyone just stays in their cubicle, does their thing, maybe a break for lunch, something like that. And I think that a lot of parents would go for something like that, a place where they could take, you know, obviously it would have to be of a certain age, right? It wouldn't work for every kid.
What does that mean, a certain age?
I don't know. I'm not going to provide every little detail.
Are you just saying like middle school through high school age?
Yeah, sure. Middle school through high school. Maybe 6 or 8. Just anyone who can realistically like sit down and do it with minimal breaks.
So basically, you're going to find out a way to basically do Saturday school during the week.
Mm-hmm.
With
everyone pays a couple of $100 a month.
This is the Breakfast Club.
Sit in a cubicle and do their online work.
This is the Breakfast Club. No talking back there, Jones.
Yeah,
your
seriously.
Mom's coming to pick you up in 15 minutes.
I
swear. Look, you say it again, you're going to earn yourself another Saturday.
Yeah, all they need is someone in there to make sure that everyone knows that you're going to get the horns. I think it's a smart idea. And I think that there ought to be a few people out there kind of pulling this together, hitting up families they know, saying, hey, what if we did this?
I love how it's at a strip mall. You're like, I don't know, open up next door to a... next to the Cold Stone Creamery, between the Cold Stone Creamery and the Magic Card Shop. That's where I'm going to end. That's where I'm going to sign up.
I just say
because
isn't there always an available storefront in the strip?
Yes, there is. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back after news, traffic, and weather. What about high school sports? What about the future of the self-service buffet? Stick around. More to go right here. It is KSL News Radio. It's the Nightside Project.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.